Why don't we kick it off here and do the carry out? This is our nightly segment where I read the newspaper so you don't have to. Here are today's top stories. Senator Mitch McConnell, America's most beloved senator, said that the Senate would block any Supreme Court nominee this president puts forward. So what does Obama do? Sources say that one candidate being vetted is Governor Sandoval out of Nevada. A Republican? Ho-ho! Your move, Senator. This is like a game of street chess where President Obama's a trash-talking youngster with a skateboard, and Mitch McConnell is the old-timer who swats flies with a newspaper and complains that the TV is too loud. Hey, they may hate each other in chess, but they love each other in life. No, they don't. They don't. That's not going to happen. Bernie Sanders is coming to Chicago tomorrow. He's got two appearances, one at Chicago State University, which announced today that they will have to close school early because of funding issues with the state, which reminds me of the classic rock song, School's Out Because of Bruce Rauner. When asked for comment and why he chose to get involved in a matter that is playing out in Springfield, not Washington, Senator Sanders said, "Hello? Hello? Who's on the phone? Who is this? How do you work these buttons? Beep, boop, beep. Hello?" Hillary Clinton went on the Steve Harvey show and told people she likes thin crust pizza over deep dish. I'd just like to know how that question was vetted. Nope, you know what? She will not talk about emails, but she will talk about pizza. Ask her about pizza. No Benghazi, pizza. A record number of Americans drove a record amount of miles in 2015, so driving is back. When reached for comment, bicyclists said, "On the left!" Facebook released new reaction buttons today. They're essentially emojis you could choose over the ineffectual like button. Buttons range from smiley face to angry face to sad face. No word if there's a, "I haven't talked to you since high school, but hopefully you will notice that I like 25 of your latest posts" face. Be a weird looking face. It's Oscar week, and that means what exactly? We get to watch E! To see what jewelry Jennifer Lawrence is thinking about wearing? I hope the red carpet fair is strong this year. I want to see some trips, some accidental swears, maybe a couple ill-timed cutaways. And I hope it rains, because I just love it when it rains on Hollywood. They get so miserable. Why? Why did you rain on our day of self-congratulation? Oh, I paid no money for this hair, makeup, dress, and jewelry, and shoes. Oh, and the movies, too, right. I want Spotlight to win, just for the mustaches. In weather, what a beautiful day. Gentle breeze, so nice. Weather once again wreaks havoc on my home internet. Thousands without power as high winds and snow pound the Chicago area. Flights canceled and delayed. Rush hour commutes snarled. Dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria. It makes us long for the days of last week. But really, come on, Chicago. I mean, who are we? Are we San Bernardino Valley? Is that a thing? Are we La Jolla? We can't handle 2 inches of snow? God, stop the complaining. Jeez. In sports, the Hawks take on the Nashville Predators tomorrow. Ugh, the Predators. I wonder if Randy Travis is going to drop the puck. "Yeah, let's play some hockey." Then he's going to get 15 DUIs after the game. Lots going on at the NFL Combine. The Bears coaching staff got on record saying they're good with their current left tackle. Okay. And they didn't offer Matt Forte less money. They just let him go. Also, Coach John Fox went on record talking about the running backs they do have, including Kadeem Carey. He said, "I think he's a guy after contact who's pretty special. And a lot of times it's hard to measure what's behind the left nipple and between your ears." Wait, what? Behind? No, that's what he said. Behind that left nipple. Wow. Then he went on to talk about his offensive line. "We have a great offensive line. We really like what we have at left nipple. I mean, left tackle." I like this coach. The Northwestern Wildcats continued their shame spiral with another Big Ten road loss to the Michigan Wolverines. This makes them 17-11 overall. That's not even bubble. That's like smooth water right down the drain. And finally tonight, Kesha, who was supposed to play at Loyola on Friday, canceled. She cited personal reasons. So no Kesha in Chicago. Darn it. What am I going to do with all this glitter I bought? Well, that's the carry out for February 24th, 2016. Hey, it's a cruddy night, so try the soup. I'm going to be honest. We made it on the first. But February is the shortest month. More to come tonight. Jay Chandrasekhar will be here from Broken Lizard. Lita Ford. David Finer. And Character Flaws. That's right. We got a jam-packed show coming up. It's a download till 11 o'clock here on WGN.